Our story begins in Joe's office at the 23rd Precinct. Blake and Joe are talking about Matt.
Blake, I hate to sound like I don't believe you, but do you really expect me to believe that some guy named Oscar McBain has taken over Matt Malone's life and everyone just accepted it without question?
Look, I know how crazy it sounds, and the fact that Evelyn Shoemaker and Mandy Selleck are the sources of this information hardly helped to make my case. But I felt that something wasn't right about Matt for a long time now.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
But you hadn't seen him in several years, right? Of course he's changed over time.
And that's what I kept telling myself, but too many things kept adding up. He was different. I mean, even sexually. But hearing Evelyn tell me all this made me remember a thousand things I should have noticed before.
So what exactly do you want me to do about this? I can run a background check on this McBain guy to see if he even exists.
Joe, anything you could do would be extremely helpful. I wanted to run over there and confront him, but I don't even know what I would say.
Blake, there's one thing I don't understand. If Oscar McBain is pretending to be Matt, where's the real Matt Malone?
I don't know, Joe, but I need your help to figure that out.
At the rec center, Chuck is working at the front desk when Rosalind walks up.
Hello there. Are you Chuck?
Yes, I am.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Gamage. We spoke on the phone. Thank you so much for letting me use your space for my Pilates classes.
No problem. I've walked by your studio several times.
The renovation should be done in 2 weeks, I hope.
I'm always happy to help a neighbor in need.
That's so nice of you. I don't see that around here very often. I take it I'm seeing that southern hospitality I've always heard about.
I suppose you could say that.
Well, I love it, and I love your accent. I need to talk to more nice people in my life.
Then you've come to the right place.
At Ellie and Trey's apartment, Trey has just answered a knock on the door and finds Gretchen on the doorstep.
Yes? May I help you?
Trey, hi. My name is Gretchen Stiles. We met a while back at a party. I'm not sure if you remember.
Actually, I don't. What do you want?
I'm reporting for Channel 6. I want to talk to you about your wife.
Oh, no. Forget about it. I'm not interested.
Look, Trey, I'm going to be honest with you here. My station has been approached about doing the story from the angle of Ellie's family, and in that version, you are not portrayed in a very good light. So I want to give you the opportunity to tell your side of the story.
Oh, that's just great. Eddie's family wants to go on TV and smear me. Let them try. I'll sue them for all they're worth.
You love your wife, right?
Of course I do.
Then you owe it to her to make sure that this story is told honestly. Will you let me in so we can talk?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.